Narrated Sa'd bin Jubair. I said to Ibn Abbas, Nawf al-Bikali claims that Musa, Moses, the companion of Khidr, was not the Musa of Bani Israel, but he was another Musa. Ibn Abbas remarked that the enemy of Allah, Nawf, has told a lie. Footnote. Regarding the statement, Ibn Abbas remarked that the enemy of Allah, Nawf, has told a lie. Ibn Abbas said this in a state of anger, without intending to abuse Nawf, but to affirm that he did not tell the truth. See Fath al-Bari, Volume 1, page 229. Narrated Ubay bin Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Once the Prophet Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, stood up and addressed Bani Israel. He was asked, Who is the most learned man amongst the people? He said, I am the most learned. Allah admonished Musa as he did not attribute absolute knowledge to him, Allah. So Allah revealed to him, At the junction of two seas, there is a slave amongst my slaves who is more learned than you. Musa said, O my Lord, how can I meet him? Allah said, Take a fish in a basket and proceed, and you will find him at the place where you will lose the fish. So Musa set out along with his servant boy, Yusha bin Nun, and carried the fish in a basket till they reached a rock where they laid their heads, i.e., lied down and slept. The fish came out of the basket, and it took its way to the sea straight as in a tunnel. So it was an amazing thing for both Musa and his servant boy. They proceeded for the rest of that night and the following day. When the day broke, Musa said to his servant boy, Bring us our early meal. No doubt, we have suffered much fatigue in this journey. Musa did not get tired till he passed the place about which he was told. There the servant boy told Musa, Do you remember when we betook ourselves to the rock? I indeed forgot the fish. Musa remarked, That is what we have been seeking. So they went back retracing their footsteps till they reached the rock. There they saw a man covered with a garment, or covering himself with his own garment. Musa greeted him. Al-Khidr, peace be upon him, replied, saying, How do people greet each other in your land? Musa said, I am Musa. He asked, The Moses of Bani Israel? Musa replied in the affirmative, and added, May I follow you, so that you teach me of that knowledge which you have been taught? Al-Khidr replied, Verily, you will not be able to have patience with me, O Musa. I have some of the knowledge of Allah, which He has taught me, and which you do not know, while you have some knowledge which Allah has taught you, which I do not know. Musa said, If Allah will, you will find me patient, and I will not disobey you in aught. So both of them set out walking along the seashore, as they did not have a boat. In the meantime, a boat passed by them, and they requested the crew of the boat to take them on board. The crew recognized Al-Khidr and took them on board without fear. Then a sparrow came and stood on the edge of the boat and dipped its beak once or twice in the sea. Al-Khidr said, O Musa, my knowledge and your knowledge have not decreased Allah's knowledge, except like the amount of water taken by this sparrow from the sea with its beak. Then Al-Khidr went to one of the planks of the boat and plucked it out. Musa said, These people gave us a free lift, but you have broken their boat and scuttled it so as to drown its people. Al-Khidr replied, Didn't I tell you that you will not be able to have patience with me? Musa said, Call me not to account for what I forgot. The first excuse of Musa was that he had forgotten. Then they proceeded further and found a boy playing with other boys. Al-Khidr took hold of the boy's head from the top and plucked it out with his hands, i.e. killed him. Musa said, "Have you killed an innocent person who has killed none?" Al-Khidr replied, "Did I not tell you that you cannot have patience with me?" Then they both proceeded till when they came to the people of a town. They asked them for food, but they refused to entertain them. There they found a wall on the point of collapsing. Al-Khidr repaired it with his own hands. Musa said, "If you had wished, surely you could have taken wages for it." Al-Khidr replied, "This is the parting between you and me." The Prophet, peace be upon him, added, "May Allah be merciful to Musa. Would that he could have been more patient to learn more about their story."